This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The death toll in Libya from devastating floods has exceeded 11,000 people, the International Committee of the Red Cross said on Friday.
The total of missing people at the moment, as it's predicted, to exceed 10,000 people. Unfortunately, most of these people might have deceased and are still buried under the mud or have been swept into the sea.
Amin Trabelsi, the ICRC's regional spokesperson for the Near and Middle East, two dams collapsed in exceptionally heavy rains from Mediterranean Storm Daniel early on Monday. Libya is struggling with the disastrous flooding that has killed thousands in and around the eastern coastal city of Darna. Reuters correspondent Diane Toe has more.
Satellite images show large parts of the city totally flooded. Whole neighborhoods were destroyed or washed away.
Over 35,000 are displaced and homeless. This is a calamity of epic proportions.
The World Health Organization's Director General announced on Thursday emergency funds of $2 million to support the increasingly urgent health needs of flood survivors. Hospitals were destroyed, along with other infrastructure, such as roads and bridges. Power, water supplies, and internet services were cut after the flood, and only partially restored as of Wednesday, according to UN officials.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Ukrainian officials say their forces recaptured a war-ravaged settlement in the country's embattled east. A small territorial win in a churning counteroffensive marked so far by small victories, but no major breakthroughs. The taking of the village of Andriyka, 10 kilometers south of the Russian-occupied city of Bakhmut. This is VOA News. The Dominican Republic has shut all land, air, and sea borders with Haiti in a dispute about construction of a canal on Haitian soil that taps into a shared river. As armed Dominican soldiers patrol entry points and military planes roar overhead, flights have been canceled and border towns, usually teeming with vendors and Haitians crossing daily for work, are subdued. Dominican Republican's president says the canal will divert water and negatively affect Dominican farmers in the surrounding environment, while Haiti's government insists the canal falls within its sovereign right to decide how to use its natural resources. This year's United Nations General Assembly starts next week after a marathon month of summits and meetings, and some high-profile leaders are skipping the annual gathering, but there will still be plenty to talk about. VOA UN correspondent Margaret Bashir has more.
President Joe Biden will address the General Assembly on Tuesday morning, laying out U.S. priorities. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield.
He will address the General Assembly, where he will reaffirm our country's leadership in countering threats to international peace and security, protecting human rights, and advancing global prosperity and development.
With much on the line, the world's citizens will be looking to leaders to take action to improve their daily lives and safeguard their future. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Bangladesh is struggling with a record outbreak of dengue fever, with experts saying a lack of coordinated response is causing more deaths from the mosquito-transmitted disease. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The World Health Organization recently warned that diseases such as dengue, Zika, and yellow fever caused by mosquitoes are spreading faster and further because of climate change. According to Bangladeshi government figures, so far this year, nearly 800 people have died and over 157,000 infected. At a hospital, senior medical official Mohammed Niatuzman tells the AP most deaths have been caused by complicated or expanded dengue syndrome. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday said no one wants a strike, but that car companies have enjoyed record profits in recent years without sharing them fairly to workers. Hours after the United Auto Workers began strikes at three automakers, on Friday they kicked off the most ambitious U.S. industrial labor action in decades. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.